My name is Danielle Velasquez, but I've introduced myself here by my middle name, Victoria, so most of you know me as Tori. How did I end up here? Well, I grew up in Santa Maria, California, and I graduated from my community college there in the spring of 2025, because it was time for me to go to university. And San Jose State was one of the two universities that had my specific major. So, and it was there that I eventually found SaltWorks, and I fell in love with their heart for God, and now I'm here. But rolling back to like the very beginning, back when I was a wee little lad, I was born into a Christian household. It was me, my dad, my mom, and my little brother. And on the off chance that this ends up on Facebook, because my mom does stalk the Facebook. Hi, Mom. I love you. So I grew up going to an ICOC church. And for those of you who may not know, it stands for International Churches of Christ. And I personally had a pretty good experience growing up in this church, as going to Sunday services felt like going to see extended family. And I always loved going to a good church camp. So growing up, I thought I was a pretty good person growing up in this Christian environment. I went to church, I believed all the right things, and I knew all the right answers. But newsflash, I was not. I was actually rather self-righteous, prideful, and I sought lots of validation from the world. So I think I started to want more of a change in my life after I'd gone on a few mission trips, as on every mission trip that I went on, they usually lasted around 2 weeks, I would meet strangers from all over the states whom I'd never met before, and they would end up feeling like family by the end of the trip. And most of these people had a close relationship with Christ, and you could see that in their hearts to serve and how they treated people. And I thought to myself, well, if this is what a little piece of heaven would look like, I want to be a part of it. So I asked some people in my church to study the Bible with me. Now pause, a little bit of background for you. In my church growing up, I'm pretty sure they believed that you had to be baptized to get saved. And I only say this because I distinctly remember asking and debating my mentor what would happen to someone if they died on the way to their baptism. And she told me that they might not be saved, but only God can see their heart. And I felt like it didn't exactly make the most sense at the time because, I don't know, I just felt like God wouldn't set such a hard line like that. But I didn't want to stay too long on the subject at the time, so I just kept quiet and nodded my head, but silently disagreed. I felt like I had actually been saved probably after one of the Bible studies that covered the topic of sin, because it was then that I realized that there was nothing I could do, no power that I had, which could rescue me from my own sin. Only Jesus had such supreme power, and so I decided that, you know, a man with this much power and supremacy had to be followed. And I think it was around that time that I was saved. So after some more Bible studies and talking to my disciples, I was baptized in December 2022, shortly after I had gotten saved. So I felt on top of the world at this time, you know, that typical spiritual high. And I felt like God had some great things in store for me. And they were most definitely not what I had envisioned. Sometime early 2023, my family stopped going to church because there were some issues with the leadership and the church was not doing too great. So I thought to myself initially, well, the Bible places an importance on fellowship, so I should keep going to church. But as I kept on going to church like by myself, they began to feel more lonely as like drives that I would once make with my family soon became drives that I made all by myself. And although I don't think I was directly affected by the leadership of the church at the time, I saw how it affected those around me. People who had been faithfully serving in the church for many years had slowly stopped going or started going to different churches. And I wasn't able to like be around other believers that were my age because we were like separated in like 30-minute increments from each other, like one here, one here, one here. So eventually, after a while, I had stopped going to church as well, as it no longer felt like the place full of love it once was. And, of course, this resulted in my own drifting of faith. What once were daily quiet times became once in a blue moon quiet times, And I slowly started to forget that salvation was a gift that I had accepted, and I didn't have to earn it. As my faith drifted and I wandered, I once again sought out things of the world. I sought out comfort and validation from friends, and I got into relationships with guys who were not Christian. And I placed my value in academics once again. On top of this, I would just walk in guilt and shame due to all my actions and my sin, really. All hope seemed lost. I was basically just another person in the world. But as we all know, God was not done with me. So the verse that I have here, which I swapped out, is Hosea chapter 2, verse 6, where it says, "Therefore, behold, I will hedge up your way with thorns and wall her in, so she cannot find her paths." Verse 7 and 8, or just verse 7. "She will chase her lovers, but not overtake them. Yes, she will seek them, but not find them. And she will say, I will go and return to my first husband, for it was better for me than now." So I think as I strayed away a little bit, God really hedged up my way with thorns. Like, it was miserable. It was awful. I was not having a great time. But praise the Lord, he was leading me somewhere. So it wasn't until I had come to the end of myself, having a horrible heartbreak and a disappointing academic crash, that I gave up doing things by my own power. I once again started to conduct the occasional quiet time, found a church and attended Sundays regularly, and tried to be more of a participant in, like, the college ministry. And then I moved out of the house that I grew up in. I was like, whoa, I'm on my own now. No influence from my family, no friends, no church. When I moved here, I basically had nothing except my belongings and my beliefs. And since it had become completely my own responsibility to grow in Christ, and I was all on my own, I had to go look for a Christ-following community as soon as I could, so that I would not wander and go my own miserable way again, because that was not great. The first church I tried, I felt spiritually malnourished. There wasn't as big of a focus on passages and scriptures as I had hoped, but, you know, I was starting to make new friends, so it was a bit tough. This ended up in me crying many nights in prayer. I was like, why would God lead me to a church where I was, like, starting to make friends, and it seemed pretty great, it was pretty big, there were lots of people, but I just felt a little bit out of place and spiritually underfed. And I didn't really want to try another church, because that was a lot of time, effort, and energy, and I didn't want to start from scratch. But fortunately, God gave me the strength to keep looking, and placed two friends who kept encouraging me to find a church more deeply rooted in Scripture, one of them being right there. One day, I was skateboarding on campus, and I skated right by a tent that had a table with cards on pictures on it, which is Solarium. And I typically associated those types of tables with, like, Christian groups and outreaches, and I was going to keep skating right on by, because I was like, I'm already attending a church. But I felt a quiet little voice in my head telling me to go back and check it out. And I decided to listen to this little voice and pick up my skateboard, and I walked right back. And I was greeted with the most friendly faces, also known as Maya, Olivia, and Shireen. And that was how I got plugged into SaltWorks. I attended the SJSU kickoff, and from that point on, I regularly attended the girls' studies at the SJSU campus in the fall of 2025. And as hard of a decision it was for me to make, with some encouragement, I decided to attend Hillview Bible Chapel regularly starting 2026. And since coming here, I found the very thing I was once praying for. A place to grow rooted in God's word, people to hold me accountable and seek biblical advice from, and opportunities to learn more about God and deepen my own faith. So it's still not easy following Christ, especially as I have taken on the challenge of STEP, which has caused some stress, some loss of sleep. But it's all for the glory of God and for my own edification. And I know that through this, he's building a good work in me. Philippians 1:6. "For I am confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will perfect it until the day of Christ Jesus." Thank you.